American Language Course, Volume 2300, Tape 2305C. Hello, how are you today? I hope you're feeling fine and ready to work. Open your tape support material book to Figure 1 for Tape 2305C. You will need a pencil or a pen. Do you have one? Have you found Figure 1? All right, look at Figure 1. Today we're going to practice temperature conversion. That is, changing degrees from Fahrenheit, one kind of temperature scale, to centigrade, another kind of scale. We will also change from centigrade to Fahrenheit. Look at the top of Figure 1, at the two boxes. Here you see two mathematical formulas to help you change or convert temperatures from one scale to another. Do you remember the formula for converting Fahrenheit to centigrade? That is the one you see in the box on the left. You just subtract 32 from the Fahrenheit value and multiply the result by 5/9. In the box on the right, you see the formula for converting degrees centigrade to degrees Fahrenheit. First, multiply the centigrade value by 9/5 and then add 32 to the result. Below the boxes, you see some numbers. I will ask you some questions. You write the answers in the blank spaces. Okay? Let's begin. After we do one or two examples together, it will be easy for you. Listen carefully. Look at number 1 in Figure 1. On the Fahrenheit scale, 32 degrees is the freezing point. What is the freezing point on the centigrade scale? In the blank space of number 1, write the centigrade freezing point. What did you write? The correct answer is 0. The freezing point is 0 degrees centigrade, or 32 degrees Fahrenheit. Now look at number 2. We are going to convert 68 degrees Fahrenheit into degrees centigrade. The first thing we have to do is subtract 32 degrees from 68 degrees. How much did I say to subtract? Write the number in the blank space after number 2. After number 2, you should have written the number 32. The first thing we do is subtract 32 from 68. What is 68 minus 32? Write your answer in the blank space of number 3. The answer for number 3 is 36. Did you get that? I certainly hope so. Now, on to the next step. The next thing you must do is to multiply the result, 36, by 5/9. Did you get that? Let me repeat it. You must multiply the result by 5/9, okay? What did I say? Look at number 4 and circle A, R, B. Did you circle A? That is the correct answer. I said we multiply the result by 5/9. And how much did I say we multiply 36 by? Look at number 5 and circle A, B, or C. The correct answer for number 5 is C. We multiply the result, 36, by 5/9. Now you go ahead and do that. Multiply 36 by 5/9 and write your answer in number 6. You have 20 seconds to finish. Have you finished? Was your answer 20? That's the correct answer. 36 multiplied by 5/9 is 20. So now we know that 68 degrees Fahrenheit is equal to 20 degrees centigrade, right? Look at number 7. Now let's convert 30 degrees centigrade into Fahrenheit. To do this, we use the formula in the box at the right. First, we multiply 30, the number of degrees centigrade, by 9/5. Go ahead, then, and multiply 30 by 9/5. When you have finished, write your answer in number 7. You have 20 seconds. You should have written the number 54. That's the answer to number 7. If it was too difficult for you, you should look at the formula on the right side at the top of the page. It shows you that you must multiply the number of degrees centigrade, in this case 30, by the number 9/5. The last step in converting degrees centigrade into degrees Fahrenheit is to add 32 to the result you got in number 7. So now go ahead and add 32 to 54. Write your answer in the blank space of number 8. The answer to number 8 is 86. 32 and 54 are equal to 86. 30 degrees centigrade, then, is equal to 86 degrees Fahrenheit. Did you listen carefully to what I just said? The answer to number 8 was 86. Was it Fahrenheit or centigrade? Look at number 9 and circle A, R, B. I hope you circled A, Fahrenheit. That's the correct answer. It was 86 degrees Fahrenheit. So far now, you have converted two temperatures from one scale to the other. I'm going to give you one more problem. This time, however, you must do it yourself. When you have finished, I will give you the correct answer. The problem is this. Convert 60 degrees centigrade into Fahrenheit. Use the formula in the second box, okay? You have 2 minutes to find the answer and write it in the blank space after number 10. Ready? Begin. The correct answer for number 10 is 140 degrees Fahrenheit. this is what you should have done. First, multiply 60 by 9/5. The result is 108. Then add 32 to 108, and the final answer is 140. 60 degrees centigrade, then, is the same as 140 degrees Fahrenheit. Either way, that's too hot. Phew. Let's see if we can move on to something a little bit cooler. I don't want your mind to burn up before we finish the lesson. First, though, write down the number of answers you got correct. Now look at figure 2 and listen very carefully. In English, you know that the adjective usually comes before the noun. If I say red coat, for example, you know we are talking about a coat and that the word red tells you what kind of coat it is. Now here's a more difficult one. Listen. Fuel system. Am I talking about a kind of fuel or a kind of system? I'm talking about a kind of system. There are many different kinds of systems. There are hydraulic systems, electric systems, heating systems, and so on. The point is that system is the important word, the noun, and it comes last. The adjectives, hydraulic, electric, and heating, just tell what kind of system each one is. Notice that they come before the noun. Look at number 1 in figure 2 now, and listen carefully to what I say. I'm going to give you some information and then ask you a question. Ready? Here goes. Number 1. There's a tank that has some reserve fuel left. What kind of tank is it? Answer number 1 by circling A, B, or C. What kind of tank is it? The correct answer is A, a fuel tank. B, a reserve fuel is not a kind of tank, but a kind of fuel. C, a fuel reserve is a kind of reserve. As you can see, the last word in the group is the noun, the important word. The other words before the last word just tell what kind of thing or idea it is. Okay? Good. Let's continue now with the rest of the sentences and questions. Remember, you must listen very carefully. Number 2. There's a leak in the line that carries the oil. What kind of line is it? Number 3. These are components of the system that defrosts the windshield in winter. What kind of system is it? Number 4. There's a lot of movement in the engine of the automobile. What kind of movement is it? Number 5. This is the liquid that's used in the lubrication system. What kind of liquid are we talking about? Number 6. He's explaining the operation of the hydraulic system. What's he explaining? Let's check now to see how many you got right. We've already done number 1. The answer was A. The correct answer for number 2 is B, an oil line. The sentence was, there's a leak in the line that carries the oil. The question was, what kind of line is it? If the line carries oil, it's an oil line. For number 3, the correct answer is C, a defrosting system. I said, these are components of the system that defrosts the windshield in winter. Then I asked the question, what kind of system is it? If the system defrosts the windshield, it's a defrosting system. In number 4, the answer is C, engine movement. The sentence was, there's a lot of movement in the engine of the automobile. Then I ask, what kind of movement is it? That was an easy one, wasn't it? The answer for number 5 is C, the lubrication liquid. I said, this is the liquid that's used in the lubrication system. The question was, what kind of liquid are we talking about? Of course, we are talking about the lubrication liquid. The answer for number 6, the last one, is A, the hydraulic system operation. The sentence was, he's explaining the operation of the hydraulic system. The question was, what is he explaining? That one had 2 adjectives, didn't it? So how did you do? If you didn't do too well, I at least hope you learned something about English. Write down the number correct at the right. Next, look at figure 3. You see 8 groups of 3 words or phrases each. I'm going to talk about various things. Cars, working together, weather, and so forth. After each sentence, you decide what I'm talking about and circle A, B, or C. Let's do number 1 together to make sure you understand. Listen carefully and then circle A, B, or C. Number 1. I don't know how much gasoline it holds. Is this about a hydraulic system, a fuel tank, or temperature regulation? It talks about holding gasoline. Where do we hold gasoline? That's right, in a fuel tank. The correct answer for number 1, then, is B. I was talking about fuel tank capacity. You go ahead now and do the rest of the sentences by yourself. Number 2. It's time to turn in. Let's hit the sack. Number 3. You should always make sure the hydraulic system is working properly. Number 4. The amount of oil was not sufficient. Number 5. Multiply centigrade by 9/5 and add 32. Number 6. It's 32. The water is turning to ice. Number 7. The radio said it's going to get colder. Number 8. That organization works just like a machine. Let's find out now how many sentences you understood correctly. I hope you got them all right. I'll tell you which sentence is correct, and you listen while I repeat the sentence. Remember, we already did number 1. The answer was B. Number 2 is C, going to bed. The sentence was, it's time to turn in, let's hit the sack. You remember that turn in and hit the sack both mean go to bed. The correct answer to number 3 is B, brakes. I said you should always make sure the hydraulic system is working properly. The brakes are part of the hydraulic system. The answer to number 4 is A, lubrication system. The sentence you heard was, the amount of oil was not sufficient. Oil, of course, is used in the lubrication system. Number 5 is B, temperature conversion. I said, multiply centigrade by 9/5 and add 32. Remember, this is what we did in Figure 1. For number 6, the correct answer is A, freezing point. You heard the sentence, it's 32. The water is turning to ice. The freezing point, where water turns to ice, is 32 degrees Fahrenheit. The answer to number 7 is C, weather forecast. The sentence was, the radio said it's going to get colder. Information about the weather that you hear on the radio is part of the weather forecast. And the answer to the last one, number 8, is B, teamwork. I said, that organization works just like a machine. When a group or organization works like a machine, it shows teamwork. I'm sure you didn't have too much trouble with those sentences. Be sure to write down the number you got correct. Now turn the page in your tape support material and look at Figure 4. You see 10 sentences with words missing. The first 2 sentences have been completed for you as examples. I will read each sentence, and you should listen carefully and write in the missing words. Ready? Listen to the first 2 as examples. Number 1, if we say the engine fails, we are talking about engine failure. Number 2, if we say the machine performs, we are talking about machine performance. Okay, do you see what is happening? In English, you can say the same thing in different ways. We can use the subject and the verb, the engine fails, or we can change the verb fails into the noun failure. Then the word engine becomes an adjective. It tells what kind of failure. Engine failure. Let's go ahead and do the rest. Remember to listen and write. Number 3. If we say the driver decides, we are talking about a driver decision. Number 4. If we say a system operates, we are talking about system operation. Number 5. If we say the temperature is converted, we are talking about temperature conversion. Number 6. If we say the group cooperates, we are talking about group cooperation. Number 7. If we say the team is organized, we are talking about team organization. Number 8, if we say the schedule is coordinated, we are talking about schedule coordination. If we say the student performs well, we are talking about student performance. And number 10, if we say the brakes fail, we are talking about brake failure. Okay, now let's check your answers. The first two are done for you as examples. For number 3, you should have written the words driver decision in the blank spaces. The word driver is underlined in the first part of the sentence. Check your spelling by comparing the two words. Did you spell it correctly? Now, I'll spell decision for you. Decision. D-E-C-I-S-I-O-N. The answer to number 4 is system operation. Compare your spelling of system with the underlined word in the first part of the sentence. I hope you spelled it correctly. Now listen to the spelling of operation. Operation. O-P-E-R-A-T-I-O-N. For number 5, you should have written the words temperature conversion. Check your spelling of temperature. Now, I'll spell conversion for you. That's conversion. C-O-N-V-E-R. S-I-O-N. Did you get that right? The blank spaces in number 6 should contain the words group cooperation. The word group is underlined in the first part of the sentence. Check your spelling. Now listen to the spelling of cooperation. That's cooperation. C-O-O. P-E-R-A-T-I-O-N. The answer to number 7 is team organization. Here's the spelling of organization. O-R-G-A-N-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N. Did you spell it correctly? Check your spelling of team, too. For number 8, you should have written the words schedule coordination. Check your spelling of schedule. Now, listen to the correct spelling of coordination. It's coordination. C-O-O-R-D-I-N. N-A-T-I-O-N. The blank spaces in number 9 should contain the words student performance. Check your spelling of performance in number 9 with its spelling in number 2. Do you see the word performance in number 2? Spell it for me now. For the last one, number 10, you should have written the words brake failure. That's brake, B-R-A-K-E. I hope you didn't put an S on it. Now you spell the word failure for me. You can find the correct spelling in number 1. Did you say F-A-I-L-U-R-E? Very good. Did you get them all correct? I hope so. Put an X next to any wrong answers and be sure to write down the number you got correct. Turn to the evaluation exercise for this tape and read the directions carefully. Then take your pen or pencil and complete the exercise. Your instructor will check it when you have finished. Okay. Goodbye for today. This is the end of tape 2305C.